Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in our city today. I'm Karen Carmichael. Today's guest is Karen Neesmith. How are you today, Karen?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to be here with you, Karen.
Welcome to the studio. So tell us a little bit about where you grew up.
Oh, okay, great. That's a good starter question because it's got a longer answer. I actually am a Floridian. I was born in Tallahassee, but my dad met my mom when he was in the Navy, and he was based in Spain. My mom's actually from Italy, Rome, Italy. So she came to this country from Rome, Italy, to live in a small town called Jasper, Florida, which is up near the Georgia border in the middle of the state. And they eventually moved to Tallahassee, and that's where I was born. However, my mom had got a job working in federal prisons, and promotion for her meant a move. And so I actually ended up moving quite a bit throughout my life. My parents got divorced when I was young, and I lived in, Florida, Kentucky, Georgia, Tennessee, Maryland, and ended up going to college in Maryland. Graduated, wanted to travel once I finished, and had, been quite itinerant growing up, so ended up moving out to Wyoming for a stint after college. Then I applied to do a Peace Corps type program called World Teach, where I taught in Ecuador, and actually was stationed in the Galapagos Islands for a period. And my mother ended up moving to Puerto Rico at that time. So when I was finished with that program, I moved to Puerto Rico, where I spent quite a bit of time in my 20s, and then applied for a graduate program focused on international affairs. And I moved to Italy, where I lived for a year of that program, and then to Washington, D.C., and I was based in Washington, D.C., doing international consulting for the next decade or so, but spent time in South America, spent time in the Middle East, and came for a stint working first in Miami, and then moved to this area to work at MacDill Air Force Base. That's what brought me to Tampa in about 12 years ago. And then I got sort of tired of traveling so much and really wanted to create community for myself. And that's kind of why I've been here for the last dozen or so years. Yeah.
Wow. We've known each other for a few years, and I don't know anything about where you grew up or how you ended up here, so that was really interesting to me. What eventually inspired you, though, to get involved in St. Pete? Because you're pretty engaged in our community.
Yeah. Well, I think really that prior life history that I had really made me yearn for community. Really, I feel like that's my passion and my purpose in life right now, was to build a community for myself and to strengthen the community that I found here. And I'll tell you, as I said, when I first moved to the Tampa Bay area, I lived in Tampa, in South Tampa, and I found myself always coming over to St. Pete. And all my free time, I ended up being more of the time over here in St. Pete. So when it came to a few years into living in the area, I decided I wanted to invest and have a house here. And I thought that the quality of life was really good and I wanted to stay. I took a leap, and even though I was working in Tampa at the time, I decided to buy in St. Pete. And I just really, it was so easy to get involved here. It is the kind of community where if you want to be involved, people want you. And so I first got involved by volunteering with the Warehouse Arts District Association and was invited to be part of their board. And that just really kind of opened up the arts community, and I made so many friends that way, and it was just so easy to become a part of the community here. And then I ended up transitioning. I wanted to have a lifestyle that was more centered in community. And so I found this just a very warm and welcoming place to do that. I actually started working at the University of South Florida on the St. Petersburg campus as a consultant on like a finite project. And, you know, I was in consulting for a dozen or so years doing communication strategy and international policy. So doing consulting type work was really an easy transition. And I think once I got my foot in the door, there were avenues. They saw multiple ways that I could lend my services. And I had this very idealistic view of what higher education would be. And I thought that that would be a great sort of second career for me. And so it was just a foot in the door that allowed me to, you know, wedge the door open a little bit. I worked in strategic initiatives on campus for the chancellor for a period, and then really started positioning myself to be more and more involved in community. And again, that's just because that's where I was in my life and what I really wanted to do. So kind of marrying that into my role at work, I really found purpose and passion in that.
So what exactly is your role now at USF?
So I am the Director of Community Relations on the St. Petersburg campus of USF, and I am the inaugural person in that role. So in my previous capacity there, I was the Special Assistant to the Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives, and really this role was kind of a strategic initiative. It came about in partnership with the St. Petersburg Downtown Partnership, the Innovation District, and the City of St. Petersburg. They all collaborated to create and partially fund this role. And it started out as an initiative. So USF went through this thing called consolidation. And what happened was that each of USF's three campuses, one here in St. Pete, one in Sarasota, and the main campus in Tampa, had separate accreditations. And in 2020, they consolidated those accreditations into one university, let's say. So three different locations, but one university, one accreditation. And with that effort, the St. Petersburg community was so invested in the university at maintaining the resources that it currently has and being a strong campus for the community that they really wanted to see this liaison as a conduit to that, to maintaining the connectivity in the community. So I'm very fortunate that I get to be that liaison to our community.
Well, now this explains why I see you everywhere, because I see you at the partnership meetings, I see you at the Innovation District, and, you know, of course, through the neighborhood associations and in all the locations downtown. So now I understand that your role has really been something that's come from all three of those sources.
Yep.
Right? Essentially.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, USF is such an asset. There is so much dynamic faculty expertise there, so much research going on. I mean, you know, USF Tampa and now all three universities are premier research institution. We just received a designation in the American Association of Colleges, AAU, the Association of American Universities, which is, we are now one of 76 institutions in the country that get something like 70% of the federal research dollars. It is a really big deal. We just got that designation last year after 15 years aspiring to get that. But what that means, it's just really heightens the importance of the research going on and how much funding we will continue to get for our faculties. It just really is an attractor for students and for faculty here. And we have that resource right in our community. We also have amazing student talent. So I'm really passionate about trying to use the resources that USF has and bringing that to serve our community.
This makes me feel really good because I went to USF three times, right? My most recent graduation was like 2000, maybe, when I finished one of my master's degrees. But I always felt very strongly about USF. And when my daughter was getting ready to pick a college, I said, just stay here. You know, like, you don't have to go anyplace else. It's a great it's a great university, you know. So I'm really glad to hear that all this really good news. Tell me about an accomplishment that you are proud of.
Yeah, so that's great. I'm going to put it in the context of my work since we've just been talking about that. So I've just been really fortunate to be able to work on a lot of different projects while I've been there. I've created a student leadership council, which I coordinated and advised for 5 years. I actually took that group to China on a study abroad program. So that was an amazing opportunity. And I'm really proud of what those students have gone on to do. And another project that I worked on in concert with Allison Barlow from the Innovation District, we started a mentorship program for students, for first-year students, pairing them with leaders in our community. And that program was really popular, really successful. We went on to hire a staff person to take over that program, and that's five or six years strong now. And that program, you know, gives students the ability to hit the ground running when they get to college and immediately start having professional experiences. So I'm really proud of that program. We have about 60 to 70 students every year that participate in that. And that it means that they are out meeting professionals in our community that are giving them experiences. I've also started a collaboration focused on race equity. That's a collaboration with the other higher education entities in Pinellas County. And that program continues on. Yeah, so those are just some of the things I've been able to do that have been really inspiring while I've been at USF.
So you really have made an impact with the students there. Every year, 60 or 70 students is an amazing group.
I certainly hope so. That's what we're all here for, is to make our students, help our students lead lives of impact.
So did you have any, or do you have any leaders you admire or that inspire you?
Yeah, so I love, you know, we were talking about this podcast series and focusing on women leaders in St. Petersburg. So I want to say our university has a phenomenal female leaders at the helm, with President Law in Tampa, with Karen Holbrook in Sarasota, and with Chancellor Christian Hardegree right here in our very own St. Petersburg. But I can also say, just looking outward, I'm so impressed in St. Petersburg with how many women are running this city. It is just incredible. And I think of Melissa Satius at Duke Energy. I think of Dr. Tanja Williams at SPC. I think of Dr. Kanika Tomlin at the Foundation for a Healthy St. Pete. Dr. Cynthia Johnson, who runs Pinellas County Economic Development. Allison Barlow, who runs the St. Pete Innovation District. I mean, we are in a powerhouse of female leaders. And that was just touching the iceberg. There's so many women here that I admire. So it is just a really inspiring place, I think, to be and to see that sort of leadership.
I agree with you. At one point, our entire city council was women. So it shows you that we do empower a lot of women in St. Petersburg. Mm-hmm. So you've been everywhere, it sounds like, right? When you were growing up, you were everywhere. And as a young adult, you were in a lot of places. Where's some place you haven't been that you want to visit?
So I will say my partner and I just got a sailboat. And this question, you know, where would we like to visit? On my bucket list, and this is grand, this is big, but I've always wanted to sail around the world.
Wow.
On a sailboat. And so I've never owned a sailboat. I have done some sailing, but I've never owned a sailboat. So I thought, well, if this dream is ever going to even, if I'm ever going to be able to, you know, even touch, move forward on
yes,
this dream,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got to get a boat. So we got a boat in December and have been loving it. It is just like we go down on the boat, which is in the St. Pete Municipal Marina, on the weekends, and just feel like we're already on vacation.
Wow. a lofty goal. So I hope you make it.
A lofty goal has the first step always, right?
Right, exactly, exactly. So to wrap things up today, usually when I interview people, I ask them if they can recommend a book or a podcast or a movie to our listeners. So what have you got?
So I'll just say a couple things I'm reading right now. We've got a book club at work that the Chancellor just started, and we're reading Simon Sinek's The Infinite Game, thinking about how to be more strategic and less competitive, let's say, when you're thinking about your goals. Like, what is a finite game and what is an infinite game? So that's something that's currently on the bookshelf. And then I did want to plug that, because I've just started reading it, that Ray Arsenault, who is a civil rights historian and a faculty member, now emeritus, recently retired from the St. Petersburg campus, just wrote a book called John Lewis, Beloved Community. It's the first full-length biography of civil rights activist John Lewis. And that is also, I've just started reading, and he's doing a book talk actually today, tonight, at Allendale Methodist Church with another civil rights activist, Bernard Lafayette. So those are two books I'd recommend. In terms of podcast, I listen to The Daily every day.
Yeah, I do as well.
And New Yorker Radio. Mm-hmm. Those are kind of my go-tos.
I have to say, Kara Swisher is one of my favorites with her On and Pivot. I love both of her podcasts.
So
Kara Swisher, she's also a part of the New Yorker network.
Yeah, she does Sway.
She does, and Pivot, and
oh, okay.
On as well. So she's got a couple of podcasts in the works.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Very good. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining me today. This has got to be one of the most interesting interviews I've had so far, and I'm really glad that you came in, and I'm glad that you pushed me on this to highlight the women in St. Petersburg. So thank you for that.
Sunshine Sisters.
The Sunshine Sisters, that's right. You've been listening to The Sunshine Sisters. Our guest today was Karen Neesmith from the University of South Florida. I'm Karen Carmichael.